Bill Flores joins us from D.C. this morning. Good morning. How are you, Bill?
Howdy, Scott. Great to be with you on News Talk 1620.
First of all, thanks for kind of swapping your schedule around to be able to talk to us. Has there been a bigger day in Washington news in recent memory? I mean, this is a pretty big day yesterday.
It really is. I can tell you from my experience, it's the biggest day that I've had since I've been here over the last 18 months. And I'm assuming that this is probably the biggest day that has happened in Washington since this original travesty of a bill was passed back in 2009.
Okay, so that happened at about 10 o'clock your time. Tell us, where were you? What was going on when the announcement was made in your world?
Well, actually, I was sitting in my office. We had the TV on to one of the cable news stations and had it on mute, and we're watching the scroller, and I was in a meeting with some executives from Texas A&M.
Was there any other reaction other than you pointed and then stopped the meeting and turned on the sound to hear it for a little while?
Well, we did, and when we turned it on, we picked up the initially incorrect opinion from the TV commentator that the individual mandate had been overturned.
Right.
And so we felt positive for a few minutes, and then later on we had a special Republican conference meeting at 10:30 Eastern time yesterday, and by the time we got to that conference meeting, we found out that the entire law had been upheld by looking at it in a different way, looking at the individual mandate as a tax.
Yep. So on face, give me your basic reaction then as to where we go from here.
Well, let me tell you, my initial reaction is it was a sad day for America, where the rights of big government trumped our American individual liberties and American freedoms. I think it's Americans will rue the day that they put people in office that basically said, we're going to put bureaucrats in charge of the medical industry in our country. One-sixth of our economy is now going to be controlled by people like the bureaucrats that ran Fast and Furious, like the people over at the GSA that spent taxpayer dollars on partying. I think unelected, unaccountable bureaucrats just do not do things the same way that patients dealing with their health care provider would do. And so it's a bad day.
I saw an article, I guess, yesterday where, I mean, they evoked the name of John Marshall, saying that Roberts may, in fact, have certainly put the court in a spotlight, not like never before, maybe all the way back to when Marshall was the Chief Justice, with the ruling that basically now they give Congress, if you will, an opportunity to tax anything.
Right. And really, you know, while I'm disappointed in the Supreme Court ruling, at the end of the day, if Nancy Pelosi and Harry Reid in the last Congress hadn't passed this travesty of a bill, then the Supreme Court would not have had to been put in a position to have to review this thing. So I blame this on the last Congress, and I blame it on Obama thinking this was ought to be his key initiative to wreck the U.S. economy. But you're right. Now the way the Supreme Court has looked at the taxing provisions of the Constitution, Congress could essentially tax any activity or any inactivity, and so taxing the inactivity is new. So, for instance, I could introduce a law today that says all Americans have to own a gun. And if you don't own a gun, then the federal government can tax you annually for not owning one.
Okay.
And where I might like that, you know,
sure,
I think
right.
That's probably inappropriate for the federal government to be able to do that.
Now, but to paraphrase, I mean, basically what Roberts said is that we, the court, can't make up for the decisions that the electorate makes in putting people in office.
Well, that was a very key statement that he made. It was on page 6 of the ruling, and it says, it is not our job to protect the people from the consequences of their political choices. So it basically said, okay, the American people put the Congress under Nancy Pelosi and Harry Reid in place back in 2009, 2010, and they got what they asked for.
Bill Flores joining us from D.C. this morning. So now that kind of puts the focus back on the states, and Texas has got two pretty big choices, whether they want to accept federal funds to expand Medicaid or if they want to roll out some sort of a consumer marketplace. What's your sense as to where they'll go in Austin?
Well, first of all, the expansion of Medicaid was going to be a giant budget killer for all our states. The way Obamacare was structured, the price tag for picking up all the people on insurance coverage that it wanted to pick up was so huge that they did a trick by forcing the states to expand their Medicaid rolls and by saying, we'll pay for part of it, But if you don't expand your Medicaid rolls, then you're going to we're going to pull all your Medicaid funding. So basically, it was extortion. The Supreme Court said that could not be done, and so we are writing to the states to say, don't set your exchanges up yet until we continue to try to get this piece of legislation killed. So okay. I mean, the states did win in this thing. There were five or six good things that came out of this opinion yesterday that I think are worth talking about sometime.
And then of course the other thing that happened is that the House went ahead and they held the Attorney General in contempt, and that was record breaking, obviously history making.
Yes, it's the first time in this Congress history that a sitting Attorney General has ever been held in contempt. We voted on two contempt resolutions yesterday. One was a criminal contempt resolution, but because the federal attorneys that would prosecute him worked for him, and the president has exerted executive privilege. We know we would be ignored on that. So we voted to hold him in civil contempt, and that means that we can sue the executive branch to produce the documents that we've been asking for all along.
We talked earlier, though, it's not going to go anyface, basically.
The first one won't, but the second one will.
Okay.
Now, will we get the results before November? Probably not, but we're going to continue to try to go through the litigation process now under the civil contempt charge to get the documents that I think the American people need to know about. Fast and Furious has killed hundreds of people on the south side of the U.S.-Mexico border, and it caused the death of Brian Terry. And I think the American people and the Terry family and the families of the Mexicans killed deserve to know what happened.
So a big day yesterday in Washington, the House holding the Attorney General in contempt and the Supreme Court ruling on Obamacare. Thanks for joining us on this kind of special visit this morning, Bill.
You bet. By the way, I wanted to let you know, those two contempt votes were bipartisan. We had 17 Democrats vote for the criminal contempt resolution and 21 vote for the civil contempt resolution.
Hey, we got some great video of members walking out, too, huh?
Well, yeah. That was disappointing that at the last minute they decided to pull the race card.
Yeah.
I get so tired of every time you turn around, somebody's trying to pull a race card on a disagreement.
And they knew where the cameras were, didn't they?
Oh, yeah. I mean, of course, the media is complicit in this
sure.
as well.
Absolutely. Hey, thanks for the visit this morning.
You bet. I'd ask our listeners to continue praying for our country and our troops during these difficult times.
Thanks a lot. Bill Flores joining us from D.C. this morning.